When you're in the mood for great Italian food, you know it's time for Pasta Fair. When you want aroma just like Roma, now you know it's time for Pasta Fair. Special dishes so deliciously prepared, the freshest taste that you will find. For a taste of Italy, for all your friends and family, you know it's time for Pasta Fair.
And Tom Schmidt, you're still not allowed at Pasta Fair. And let me tell you something, homie. That's gotta suck, bro. That's gotta suck, man. You're missing out on garlic knots, spaghetti. What else are you missing out on? The rotisserie chicken on Monday, the specials. I guess it's like 10 bucks for like all-you-can-eat rotisserie chicken or chicken cacciatore. And how can you forget all-you-can-eat Zia pasta on Thursday, right? You pick the pasta you want. You pick the sauce you want. You add the meatballs for just a little upcharge. I mean, it's fucking cheaper than McDonald's, folks. That's what you're looking at, and you're missing out. But again, Tom Schmidt, you're not allowed at Pasta Fair, so... But anyways, I want to welcome everybody to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And this episode is just going to be strictly Shady Ryan. Shady Ryan Chamberlain. That's right, folks. That's right. Let me get right down to it. For those that know, we just had an election here just this past, I believe, about a month ago. And Ryan Chamberlain is running for, well, I'm sorry, he won the first election here, the primary March 7th, against Charlie Stone for Florida House District 24. And it's pretty much in the bag, so congratulations to Ryan Chamberlain, if I'm not speaking too soon, that it looks like you're going to win this because there's only a write-in candidate for the special election, which is Tuesday, May 16th, and the write-in candidate is none other than Robert Foxy Fox, a local bail bondsman. And I just want to make it known, there are no Democrats in this race to fill the seat that was vacated by disgraced incumbent Joe Harding in December. He's disgraced because he had to resign after being indicted on multiple federal fraud charges. And, you know, I just want to throw this out there ahead of the game. As I said, folks, listen, I don't always get it right, but I told many of you listening, many of you are good people that are listening. Many of you are politically savvy and know what's going on in this area. And you've heard me tell you personally, if we sat around with a beer or whatever the case may be, shooting the shit, that there was something about Joe Harding that was shady. I never accepted the guy. I dug into his background. I thought he was a shady, crooked character. And as I said, I don't get it right, but I get it right more than 50% of the time, folks. I hate to tell you I told you so about Mr. Joe Harding, but I fucking told you so. And I know some of you out there listening to me don't agree with me right now when I say Shady Ryan Chamberlain. I do not believe he's the right candidate for the House special seat. This House seat 24. I don't believe he's the right guy to lead Florida. I will continue to have that view. I looked into his background. He started multiple different shell companies in the last 8 to 10 years. Okay. And every one of them are turned around within 18 months, closed down and started back up under his name, but with another fictitious name. Multi-level marketing companies, all of these speaking companies. And I don't know, folks, if you look back at people that are shady and get nailed for stuff, whether it be multiple federal fraud charges like Joe Harding had a similar past. And let's just go into on April 20th, the Ocala Gazette just recently did a special general election update. So I am going to actually read what is going on, okay? So with less than a month to go before Election Day, here's an update on the race and the report the Ocala Gazette released. Okay, as previously reported by the Ocala Gazette, Rob Fox is in this race, but he said he was tricked into becoming a write-in candidate in the March 7th primary election by Chamberlain's campaign manager, Brett Doster, whom Fox said masqueraded as a representative of the state Republican Party. Did you hear what I said, folks? According to Rob Fox, Chamberlain's campaign manager misrepresented himself and masqueraded as a representative of the state Republican Party. So, since only Republicans filed to fill the seat vacated by Harding, all registered voters in House District 24, regardless of party, would have been available to vote. However, when Fox filed as a write-in candidate, it triggered a stipulation that closed the primary to other party voters when only one party offers candidates and a write-in candidate also files to run. Other party voters get their say in the general election. Upon learning that Doster represented Chamberlain's campaign, Fox said he decided to run a campaign as a write-in candidate against Chamberlain, seeking not only Republican voters, but also the independent and Democratic voters who were blocked out of the primary. You see what I'm saying there, folks? I hope you listen to what I just said there carefully, because that is shady, shady way to run a campaign. Fox also told the Gazette he has put out at least 1,000 campaign signs around the district and said he's working full-time to reach out to voters. Fox's signs give instructions for how to place a vote. So let me just tell you about how to place a vote in a write-in candidate. So basically, you fill in the bubble for the write-in candidate and you write in his name. In other words, when you get a ballot, you know how it has the names that you're running against, like the county commissioner's race that had Rachel Sams and Pool Boy Keith Poole and Carl Zalak, and it had their names. In other words, Rob Fox's name is not going to be legitimately on the ballot where you can just fill in the bubble. You have to write in his name. And a spokesperson for the Marion County Supervisor of Elections office basically said they would accept any of the following variations of Rob Fox's name. So listen to me carefully, folks. I want you people to rock the vote and write in Rob Fox's name. So this is what you have to write. You can write in Robert Fox, Rob Fox, Robert Foxy Fox, Foxy Fox, Foxy or Fox. That's right. What else? Okay, so let me go on with the story. At least three of the four unsuccessful Republican candidates in the primary, Charlie Stone, Jose Juarez, and Dr. Stephen Piles, have placed signs on their home or business properties encouraging voters to choose Fox. Now, these are all reputable people. Dr. Stephen Piles, awesome reputation. Does he have some skeletons in the closet? Yep. Jose Juarez, I don't know much about him, but I saw his campaign video. And I'll be honest, I wish I would have knew more about him earlier on. Charlie Stone, what can be said about him? Pretty much a politician that's held elected seats in the past. So whether or not you wanted somebody like that that's held these seats before, that's what was questionable about Charlie Stone, was that he was just a kind of a cookie cutter sellout politician. Well, I don't see it that way. But anyway, you have Charlie Stone, Jose Juarez, and Dr. Stephen Piles, who have placed signs on their home, as I said, or business properties, encouraging voters to choose Fox, which tells me that Dr. Stephen Piles, which tells me that Jose Juarez, and which tells me that Charlie Stone is all voting for Rob Foxy Fox. That's right. And that election takes place on Let me get this right, because I want to be right, folks. I want to remind you that the election, special election, is to be held on May 16th, which is about 20 days away. Let your voice be heard for write-in candidate Robert Fox. Very, very important, okay? So I know people are listening to me. When I told y'all to vote for Kristen Dreyer in the city council election, I know you came out. We defeated Lori Martin Gregory with a thunderous defeat. Unfortunately, when I asked y'all to vote for Rachel Sams, don't get me wrong, I know y'all did, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. But did we send a message to the establishment, folks? We did. We sent a message that Rachel Sams is not going away. Okay? Remember how, I'm not going to go into that entire race, but that was a three-person race with Mr. Keith Poole coming in and stealing the vote. I said it. They stole and rigged that fucking election, folks. Rachel Sams right now should be our county commissioner. End this fucking story. We all know how fucking close that race was. So I'm asking you for your support once again. Now, do I feel like Robert Fox can win this race? Probably a snowball chance in hell, to be honest with you folks, because he is a write-in candidate. And a write-in candidate, in most cases, has no chance. But being that Ryan Chamberlain, which I like to call Shady Ryan. That's right. He's a hell of a charmer, folks. He talks the talk. He talks it. But I'm telling you, folks, I got the feeling. And from what I'm seeing, he's shady. Shady characters. And I don't like shady characters. I don't like them. I will continue to say that Mr. Ryan Chamberlain is not the right person for this House seat in District 24. And as I said, I just read the special general election update from Ocala Gazette. You can read it for yourself on Facebook. Just type in Ocala Gazette and find the recent post by them from April 20th. And it spells it out, everything I just read to you. How Robert Fox was tricked. See what they tried to do? They tried to rig it. They tried to rig it, folks. I'm just telling you. And let's go on about the defamation. I didn't get into this yet. So follow me. Defamation lawsuit emerges from the primary. As the primary campaign got underway, so this is more shadiness from Mr. Ryan Chamberlain. Mr. Ryan Chamberlain proposed a clean campaign pledge to his opponents. Remember, that's what he said. A clean campaign pledge. But the timing was very suspect because just then political attack ads linked to Chamberlain's campaign. Excuse me, folks. Began arriving in local mailboxes. In particular, the inflammatory mailers crafted by political action committees targeted Jose Juarez and Charlie Stone, who came in second and third in the primary. Both Juarez and Stone claimed Chamberlain's clean campaign pledge was disingenuous and pointed to Brent Doster as being behind the attack mail pieces. Further, Jose Juarez has filed a lawsuit for defamation against Doster and his company, Frontline Agency, as well as a PAC called Floridians for Ethnics and Truth in Politics, which sent out to mailers. So much for those ethnics, right? I mean, why don't these people just go on their... When these politicians that trust you for their vote or ask you for you to vote for them and to contribute to their campaign, why don't they just run on their record? And I'm talking about all of them. I mean, I don't like all this mudslinging. I've never liked it. I don't agree with it. So anyway, let me go on. In the complaint filed in Marion County Circuit Court, Jose Juarez claims Chamberlain's campaign management through the PAC conspired to send out mailers that defamed Juarez. One mailer alleged Jose Juarez scammed taxpayers out of $214,000. A second mailer pictured Jose Juarez, a Cuban immigrant, alongside what seems to be Mexican drug runners, alleging Juarez was funded by woke corporations that supported illegal aliens bringing drugs into the USA. Now that is fucking shady, folks. You link a guy to fucking drug runners, you link a guy and fucking tell the fucking Marion County taxpayers and fucking constituents that Jose Juarez scammed taxpayers out of $214,000 without proof? You can't do that. Come on, folks. I mean, every campaign is going to get dirty, but come on. Do your homework, people. Both mailers also proclaimed no way, Jose. The Gazette reviewed the last PAC financial reporting during the primary election and found financial contributions flowing from PACs with the same treasurer as Chamberlain's campaign, Russell Doster, who is the brother of Brett Doster. The campaign funds went to a PAC named Florida First Forever. That PAC, in turn, contributed to Floridians for Ethics and Truth in Politics, the PAC being sued by Juarez. All you got to do is follow the money trail, folks. A deliberate hit on their competition. Now, the PAC mailers from Floridians for Ethics and Truth in Politics were sent out as electioneering communications. According to Florida Department of Elections PAC handbook, I will say it is not illegal for candidates to coordinate with PACs for electioneering communications. However, Chamberlain declined to answer whether he coordinated those PAC attack mailers with Doster. See, that's my point. It's not illegal what they did. It's not. But Ryan Chamberlain, who's supposed to be, what did he say about, he's the red meat conservative or something. I'm trying to get exactly what he said, because it was actually pretty funny. Red meat conservative. Anyway, Chamberlain declined to answer. That's my problem. Whether he coordinated those PAC attack mailers with Doster. So if it's not illegal, according to the Florida Department of Elections, right? It's not illegal, according to the Florida Department of Elections PAC handbook. Since it's not illegal to coordinate and do this, why don't the guy just come out and say it? Just fucking say it. Just say, you know what? I coordinated this PAC attack mailer with Doster against, but he can't even comment on it, which means he thinks he's above you. Which means, fuck you. That's pretty much what it means. It means, fuck the voter. Fuck you. I'm entitled to be your next state representative. That's what it tells me. It's a fucking middle finger. And it's wrong, folks. So again, follow the money. Following Chamberlain's primary win, he has raised almost $20,000 primarily from PACs related to chiropractors, hospitals, lawyers, and insurance companies. His latest report says he raised $165,835 in total, $75,000 of which he said he's loaned his campaign. His expenditures totaled $90,470, the bulk of which, $67,210, has been paid to Doster's company, Frontline Agency. Interestingly, Doster and his family have written checks totaling at least $6,000 to Chamberlain's campaign. Additionally, a new PAC called Friends of Ryan Chamberlain was formed on January 23rd. Now, let me stop you right there. You see where we're going here, folks? Mr. Chamberlain's always conspiring and inventing all these new companies and PACs and all of this stuff. Folks, it's almost like something out of the mafia, like money laundering. I'm not saying the guy's doing that, but it's right up there with that kind of a thing. It's borderline on the fence of moral ethics. Now, this was formed on January 23rd. It is chaired by Chamberlain's uncle, Stanley Plapper, a local personal injury attorney. That PAC reports receiving $9,500 from different PACs and attorneys following Chamberlain's primary one. Thus far, the PAC has not reported any expenditures. Now, Rob Fox has only raised $6,700 at most, which he has sub-funded. Of note, however, is that one of Chamberlain's primary opponents, Dr. Stephen Powles, had contributed to Fox's campaign. Again, do I think Rob Fox is going to beat Ryan Chamberlain? Probably not. But what if he wins? What if I can get every listener that is in Marion County in Central Florida in this House District 24? What if everybody listening to me goes and votes on May 16th, the special election? I'm asking for you to let your voice be heard. Vote for write-in candidate Robert Fox on May 16th, who is going against Ryan Chamberlain. Let's vote Rob Fox. Let's try to see if we can send a message. Even if he doesn't win, which I don't think he's going to win. I don't think there's enough there. Again, I believe Ryan Chamberlain is the wrong person. And I have nothing against Ryan Chamberlain personally. So this isn't personal, folks. This isn't personal. This is just my gut feeling. And from what I have seen and researched, do I know all about Ryan Chamberlain? Nope. Have I ever met Ryan Chamberlain? Nope. So some of you out there are friends with Ryan Chamberlain. Again, he may be a great guy, but I don't believe he's the right guy for this position. So he hasn't earned my vote. And I'm going to bring up something else, what I don't like. Mr. Ryan Chamberlain went on... Miss Sue Mosley, that runs the Marion County Political Forum page, back a year ago on the exact date of October 15, 2021, Sue Mosley and Sheila Arnett, which are both trash, interviewed Ryan Chamberlain, which is the founder of the True Patriot Network. And you can find this on YouTube. Just type in Premier Marketing Media or type in Sue Mosley and type in political chit chat with Sue and Sheila. Hit their videos and click down. And I'll be honest, folks, I listened to this before and Mr. Chamberlain sounds like a clown. And let me tell you something else I don't like about Mr. Chamberlain. Mr. Chamberlain is the co-founder of TPN, the True Patriot Network. You want to know about that trash network? You want to know something about that trash? Well, they do because the True Action Committee that he's involved with, Miss Delgado, Anna Marie Delgado, posted about it. Yeah. They're having another, what you call, the Great Awakening versus the Great Experience Reset. It's Clay Clark's Reawakening America Tour. And let me tell you what my problem is about that. You got Mr. Mike Lindell as one of the key speakers. Mr. Mike Lindell, I know a lot of you Republicans are still on his side, but Mr. Mike Lindell is a detriment. He is a liability to the Republican Party. Why do I say that? First of all, I want to say, do I believe the election was stolen by Donald Trump? You're damn right I believe it. But you want to know something? Here's where Mr. Mike Lindell stuck his foot in his mouth. You've heard me talk and you've heard me prove on my episode, and you can find it yourself on YouTube, Mike Lindell talking to Steve Bannon. And saying in October of 2021 that Donald Trump was going to be reinstated as president. He said it. He said the election was going to go bye-bye of 2020 and that Donald Trump in by August would be back in the White House. Now, that didn't happen. And did Mike Lindell say, you know what, I got it wrong? Like a real man would? Because guess what? I'm human. I've gotten things wrong on this podcast. And you've heard me come back episodes later on and say, you know what? I was wrong about this person. I was wrong. I got it wrong. because we're all human and we all make mistakes. Mike Lindell made a huge mistake. But Mike Lindell has never fucking apologized for it. Mike Lindell is a fucking clown, folks. A clown. And the other problem I have with this true Reawaken America tour is Lori Martin Gregory being a guest speaker. This is the one that lost the city council election to Kristen Dreyer and then claimed the fucking city council election was rigged against her. And in the Reawaken America tour, she goes on last year and trashes Ocala. And my point is, I'm not saying that Ryan Chamberlain is against a guest speaker there. I'm saying is he's friends with these people. Okay? Friends with these people. I didn't see him in any way denounce, in any way, shape, or form. I mean, he's all supposed to be about truth and justice, right? Why not come out and say, you know what? I don't agree with Mr. Mike Lindell. Say these things. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is truth. And if you can't call out your own party when they're wrong, you're not my candidate. You'll never be my candidate. Because Republicans don't always get it right. Democrats don't get it right. Again, do I believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump? Yes, I do. But you would never hear me say Trump's coming back last August in 2021. I mean, and the thing is, he put out all this false information. All this false information. I got proof. If you don't have proof that the election was stolen, don't say you have proof. That's where they fucked up. Republicans fucked up, folks. I know that's not what some of my fellow Republicans want to hear, but read between the lines and you'll see I'm right. You can't put out false narrative. You can't throw out false information. And just because you believe it to be true doesn't mean it's always true. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? You know who has a problem with this? Congress. The House. In Congress, at the state level, at the local level, at the national level, but especially the deep state in Washington, D.C. And this is, I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats both. These people do not represent our best interest. So anyways, I just want to throw out what I think. Who I'm voting for on May 16th. And I hope that you write in candidate Robert Fox, his name on the special election, going by what I'm telling you. Like I said, research the candidates, tell me what you think. And I just want to remind you guys to get out and vote. And remember, Marion County, along with the city of Ocala, has a history of dark political corruption, folks. Please understand that. You see that Carl Zalak is, what, in his fourth term as county commissioner? Many good people, many, many reputable people believe he's the right guy for this job. But what have they done? Look at our infrastructure. Look at our roads. Our roads are crumbling all across this town. And I see the city out there, the county out there fixing and patching these roads, but they're getting worse. And then I see all this out of control development. My point I'm making is the wrong candidates continue to get these positions in our city council and in the county commissioner. The wrong people keep getting elected. So what is the solution? I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong about Ryan Chamberlain, but guess what? I'm allowed to have this view. Whether you agree with me or not, I'm allowed to have this view. That's why we live in America. And if you hate me for my view on Ryan Chamberlain, then you're un-American. That's the way it is. You can get mad, you may disagree with me all you want, but that's what makes us America. And once we lose that freedom, you ain't going to a fucking third world country and getting that freedom. This is it, folks. This is our house. This is the house on the hill that Ronald Reagan talked about. This is what makes America great. We can agree to disagree at the fucking ballot box and make the best person win, whether or not be that Ryan Chamberlain or Rob Fox. Again, I think Rob Fox has a snowball chances in hell of winning that election. But I'm still going to write in his name anyway, even though I never even met the guy, because I don't have faith in Ryan Chamberlain. I know some of you do. I don't. And that's okay. That's okay. At the end of the day, that's what makes America, America. So anyway, I want to end it on that note. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me on this early Wednesday morning. I just wanted to throw this out there ahead of the election, special election on May 16th. It's a Tuesday, so get out there and vote. And that's about it. And you'll be hearing from me soon, here probably within the next week, maybe sooner, on my next podcast episode. Lots of things going on, but I want to cut this short and just give you my view on this special election. So thank you for listening.